decided Brother Joe Shaw is going to teach for us, so that'll be good. Joe always tells us some good things when he teaches. Let's go ahead and get started. I'll go over a few of the announcements with you and the sick list, and then we'll have prayer and let Joe get started. He needs all the time that he can get. Okay, we have with us today Missionary Josh Hill, and he will be with us to preach in night's service in the PM. So look forward to hearing him. He's a powerful preacher. He's been here before. I think we were over in the Family Life Center when Josh was here, when he was here before. So I believe you'll enjoy him if you come back tonight. He's missionary to Guatemala, and he and his wife has been there now for 4 or 5 years. So maybe not 4 or 5, might have been 3 or 4. I'm getting old, so I forget. Anyway, we'll enjoy him tonight. Also, in the bulletin, if you want to follow along, on Thursday, February the 15th, the Oasis is going to take a trip to Hamricks and the Pinnacle. And I don't know why, but I believe some of that's talking about food. They may be going to eat something good. So I don't know how you'll like Hamricks, but I'm sure you'll like the Pinnacle. On Saturday, February the 17th, at 7 a.m. is the men's prayer meeting down here in the Blue Room, I believe. Is that right, Brother Joe? They're still going to the Blue Room for the prayer meeting. And at 1 to 3 p.m. that day, the quilting circle with Miss Bobby Briggs will be over in the Family Life Center. So that's some upcoming things. On Sunday, February the 18th, Keith Morris from Ecuador will be here in the Victory class. He'll be teaching as Brother Hill is this morning. And so he'll be over there in the AM service. And then in the PM service, we're going to have Mello Lumbio. I don't know how you say that. Preacher Lashley used to call him Mello Yala. So that was some time back. But he's from the Philippines, and he'll be with us next Sunday night. And so we'll look forward to all of this that's going on this week. We do have a few people that's out sick, and please look around. Maybe you want to give them a call this week. Maybe just send them a card or something, let them know that we missed them. And then on our sick list, we have a lot of folks that are just, they got the crud. And, you know, it seems like this time of year, you get a lot of people with colds and, you know, these little viruses going around, things like that. So we need to pray for them. And then on our cancer list, we have Miss Judy Whitson, Miss Sharon Harmon, Debbie Deacons, Lynn Anderson, Kim Brummett, and then we have also Ron and Wanda Huskins. We have Harold Baskett's sister. I noticed Harold's not here this morning, and that's unusual. He's usually here. So anyway, we've got these folks that we can name by name, and we just keep them in our prayers day by day by day and pray that God will touch them and bring them back to health. So remember them. And I don't know, maybe you got a special something on your heart this morning, maybe unspoken or spoken. Anybody like that? Yes, ma'am. Unspoken. Okay. Miss Teresa Payne, pray for her mom and for her. And we need to pray for the doctors to have wisdom and to give them safety as they travel. Brother Larry? Okay, so she went to heaven last night. Okay. We'll pray for that family, your nephew. Okay. Miss Bobby Briggs also had an aunt that went to be with the Lord yesterday. And she's in Alaska. So, yeah, it was her birthday, and it was a total surprise also because she had been doing okay. And so let's pray for these two families that's got bereavement. And death's never easy. It's not easy. I know even when we have hope, our flesh misses that person. Yeah. Unspoken? Okay. Miss Shirley has an unspoken. Anybody else? Okay. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll pray for Brother Joe, too, that the Lord will help him. And we'll pray for Brother Steve and Miss Pam in their sickness. So y'all remember these requests that we've spoke out loud, and pray for them this week if you can. So let's pray. Father, we thank you this day, Lord, for your love. And Father, we read in the book of Psalms, it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And then in another verse, it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their trouble. So, Lord, your ears are open unto our prayers. And God, we pray that you'll take this prayer this morning and the other prayers that will be prayed, Lord, that you will minister to the hearts of those that need the prayer, dear God. We pray for so many, Lord, that just have normal things in life happening to them, Lord. They have hip replacements and knee replacements, God. They have other issues with their hearts and their other things in their body, God, that is going wrong, and some of it's because, Lord, that it's just genealogy, Father. We know that some of these things are heredity, but then, Lord, we pray for them that you will give them comfort and peace, and God, that you'll give them understanding that you still love them, and Lord, you said you'd never leave us, you'd never forsake us. And God, we know that you're going to be with us, Lord. Even though we go through these things, you're going to be right there with us. And Father, I pray for all of these that we've named out loud this morning. I pray for the unspoken requests. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll give us good service today. Bless Brother Joe as he teaches. Father, I pray you'll give him special unction from heaven. Lord, also that you'll touch our pastor as he comes this morning, dear God, may you help him, Lord, just tell us the message that you want us to hear. And then, Lord, we still are praying for those that may come today that don't know you. God, pray that you'll open their hearts to the message. Remember Brother Dan, Sister Carmen down there in South Carolina. I pray you'll help them. Thank you for loving us. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody here this morning. I was reminded, thinking this morning about, a guy asked me how old I was, and a preacher asked me that one time, and I told him, and he said, well, you're just a young pup. I guess everything's relative, isn't it? But I've been around a while, known CL. CL had a birthday. Did y'all know CL had a birthday here a week or so ago? So known CL for a long time, back years ago when I was teaching the eighth grade department, and Brother Mark over here was in my class. That was around the same time frame that I bought a house out here in the Midway area. And went out there one day, and there's a big hole in the ground out to the left of my house where the ground just caved in. And hadn't known CL very long, and he volunteered to help me out. He had a pickup truck, and I didn't have one. Went load that thing up with some red dirt, went over there and put that whole load of dirt in that hole to fill it up, took that much dirt. So the CL had a birthday, and he's still going. He liable to make 100, you know, we never know. So, but of course, Mark's grown a little bit, so he's a man you can look up to now compared to what he was back when he was in eighth grade department. So, anyway, how did I end up here this morning? Well, preacher sent me a text and said Brother Steve was sick, won't know if I could teach. Well, I told him I could. I had something I had worked on a little bit. I still got a little bit of a ring in this thing right here, but several months back, I started working on some notes about the Holy Spirit. And obviously, you know, I'm not a preacher, so I'm not an expert on that. So anything I tell you here, some of this I generated, and as much as anything, it'd be some stories and stuff that how the Lord has spoke to me, I guess. But in looking and start looking for references and things, you know, the Bible says that no man basically comes to the Lord unless the Father draws him, right? You remember that verse? I got it written down somewhere, but I won't try to look up all these. By the time I flip around, it takes a lot of time and effort up. But I would say when I was 14 years old, the Lord dealt with me and drew me, if you will. I came to an altar, asked the Lord to save me. The Lord saved me. And went to church for a while in this little Methodist church, went off to college, wandered around in the wilderness a few years, and ended up here about 1977, 1978. And the Lord drew me back up over here. I was sitting back there about where Brother Mark is and said, you know, I had to get things right with God, and the Spirit worked on me and got back in church. And so been here a long time. But a verse that's been special to me over the years, you know, people talk about losing salvation or wondering if they're still saved or not, whatever. And I'm not trying to belittle people that go through all these struggles around that, but I ran across a verse years ago over in Romans 8:16. It says, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That's talking about Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So when I've gone through hard times, some of my own making, I look back and said, well, yeah, I'm getting a whipping now, but I'm still saved. Because His Spirit bears witness to my spirit. I know when I got saved. I didn't lose it. I got to get some things right. The Lord brought me through that. So y'all know that verse? That's a good verse to remember. But sort of how I got on this subject to start with, I was reading over in the Old Testament, we talked about Hezekiah. And he was a good king, and you remember when the prophet, I think Isaiah, went to him and told him that he was going to die. You remember that? And it said he wept sore, and the Lord told the prophet to go back to him and told him, he added, 15 years to his life. And it brought to remembrance something that occurred in my life years ago, if I can find it here. Let me mention this. It brought to remembrance how the Lord worked in my life in a particular situation. It sort of got me started down this track anyway. But there was a fella in our church. His name was A.B. Byram. He was an older fella. And he had traveled around. He was a song leader for a Methodist evangelist back years and years ago. And Brother Byram started coming to our church, and he would sing solos and everything. Well, Brother Byram got sick and ended up in the hospital down in Little Rock, Arkansas, when we were out there in Batesville. And the Holy Spirit started working on me about Brother Byram. Now, the preacher this morning, he preached a message, and if you stay here later, you'll hear it again. But it's talking about John in Revelation. It says, John, chapter 1, verse 10, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And it goes on to say, it says, I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot. Okay. Now, John saw this. I'm not a John. John saw Jesus too. I haven't seen Jesus face to face. So, I didn't see anything. The Lord just felt like the Lord was speaking to me about this guy. So I called my buddy, who's sort of an old guy too. He still works at Eastman, but he's worked down to 3 days a week now, getting ready to retire. And I called him up. I said, will you go to Little Rock, Arkansas with me? We need to go down there and pray for Brother Byer. And I said, I feel like if we don't go down and pray for him, he's going to die. So he said he'd go with me. We went down there. He was not doing well. So we went in his hospital room and prayed with him. A week or two later, he got out of the hospital, came back to church. He lived about 5 or 6 more years. Now, was that because of what I did? Probably not. But if I had not done that, how would I have felt about that? I think the Holy Spirit, there's several ways the Holy Spirit works, I believe. And I'll tell you in a minute here, I tried to do some research on this, so I listened to what the experts had to say. But God's Word is a revelation that we have. It says right here in Revelation. So reading the Word of God, Holy Spirit speaks to us. Hearing the preacher preach, the Holy Spirit preaches. You know, gets our attention, speaks to us if we're saved people. And also, I think, you know, just the fact if we're reading the Word of God or we got an issue comes up, he brings to remembrance things. It says that in verses. He speaks to us that way as well. So I started trying to do a little bit of research on the Holy Spirit. So the first thing I ran across during my Google search, it says, 7 ways the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And I went through these things, and I said, okay, let's see what it says. One says, through the inner witness. And I said, well, I can sort of go along with that one because I feel like I've got that inner witness, the Holy Spirit, you know. The second one, though, is through revelation. Well, we got to Revelation here, but this guy was talking about the revelation that he gets, okay? Well, God's given us revelation in his Word, right? Okay. So that made me sort of wonder about where this guy's coming from. Then the next item he said was through an audible voice. And I thought to myself, number 2 made me suspect. Number 3, I got real problems with now. because that certainly hadn't happened to me. Now, it happened to John, didn't it? Right? Happened to John. But any of you ever heard an audible voice that God said, yeah, Joe, you know, I hear it. I hear more like the still small voice, like, you know, when the prophet was running from Jezebel and hiding in the cleft of the rock, you know. That's the kind of thing I'm more tuned to, if you will. So then he went on and says, through spiritual vision, through spiritual senses, through inspired ideas, through spiritual discernment. Some of those things you can sort of buy into, but some of them you can't. So I found out this guy, he's not of the same persuasion denominational-wise like we are. And speaking in tongues, the first one thing another. So he's got a different attitude about some stuff there. So I figure, well, I probably need to be looking at another source. Need to do a little more research. So I found another article. It said, four signs the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And the first one says, when you're being shown how to exalt Jesus. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? If you turn over to John 16, right quick, I'll give you a verse here. John 16, 13 through 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So when Jesus left us and sent us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, what does the Bible say that Holy Spirit does? It exalts Jesus, doesn't it? So that's one of the things here that the Holy Spirit does for us as well. He said he will guide us, and he will do that. Another item, it says he will focus on producing the fruits of the Spirit in you. Now, if you turn over to Galatians, find Galatians chapter 5. Let's see. Galatians chapter 5, go down to verse 22. Another way the Spirit, Holy Spirit works here, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Can you look back in a time before you got saved and say, okay, how does my life compare now to what it did then? Did I have those fruits of the Spirit at that time? Or do I have them now? Well, probably the fact that you're here today shows you got some of them now, right? Maybe you didn't have them back then. But there's a lot of the things here that maybe the Spirit deals with us to do in regard to helping other folks, how we respond to people, meekness, temperance against so law. So that's another example of how the Spirit works as well. Another item is when the Word of God is illuminated to you in your heart. You ever read the Word of God and it just spoke to you? If it illuminated, if you will. Now, I know this for people here that have been around a long time, know the Word of God. this may sound like sort of juvenile, but back when I started going to church here, back in the late 70s, I knew I was saved. I knew a little bit about this book, but there's a whole lot I didn't know. I had never read but pieces and parts and whatever, like a lot of people do. So one night I was reading the Bible. You know, Brother Lasley used to challenge us all, read the Bible through every year. And we always tried to, once I started going here, I tried to do that. And at this particular time, Steve McNeely was the bus captain that picked my kids up on the bus. I lived just a few houses from where Steve lived at the time. And matter of fact, Steve is the one that responsibility for me getting back in the church here. I had been going occasionally, off and on. But Steve knocked on my door one night, and I think Edgar was with him. Didn't know him from Adam. Said, I'm from Buffalo Ridge, Baptist Church. And I don't remember exact words he say, but it was almost like, we know you're in trouble, we come to help. Does that sound good? So I said, I didn't let him in, didn't know him. But I thought about that and said, believe I'll go back over there. I've been there before, I believe I'll go over there. So long story short, went back over there, rededicated my life. Within a year, my wife got saved, a couple of kids got saved and all that. But anyway, that just caused somebody, the Spirit worked on them. Now you can say the Spirit caused them to do that or they just obeying the Word of God. Either way, it worked, didn't it? Got me back in church. So anyway, run a rabbit track. My mother used to do this. My mother gave on these rabbit tracks. She'd go around and around and around and around. Has she ever ended back up where she started? I don't know, but she always did. So I'm going to try to do that. So go back to where I said, illuminated in your heart. I was reading one night over in Joshua. It said 24:15. And it said, me and my house are going to serve the Lord. Lord just got all over me about that. I told my wife, I said, I'll be back in a little bit. Where are you going? I'm going to see Steve. I walked down the road to Steve's house, knocked on the door, said, got to show you something. He probably read that 50 times. And I said, look what I found in the Bible. I said, believe I'm going to do that. So that's what we tried to do. So another verse in the Bible that can illuminate your heart too, and unfortunately I have to use this one a lot, 1 John 1:9. You know what that one is? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I have to use that one quite a bit. But the Lord, you know, brings to mind things. Well, yeah, you need to remember that verse. You need to follow through what it says. Okay. And another item here was when you receive an inner peace paired with a biblical plan is what the guy said. So I believe this guy's 4 points are more in line to what this book says than the guy that had the 7 points, don't you? So, I've got some other verses here. I don't know if I'll go through all those or not. But I'll just mention a few of them right quick. John 14:16 says, he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. So who is that comforter? That's the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, I underline this because he says, may abide with you forever. Now, if you hear people having trouble with losing their salvation, that's a good verse, I believe. If you're saved and the Holy Spirit is your, he's going to be your comforter. He's going to abide with you forever. He's not going to leave you, is he? Okay? So I think that's a good assurance verse there as well. And it says, when the Comforter is come, he shall testify of me. We already had the verse on testifying of Jesus. And you shall bear witness. So that would seem to say if we have the Spirit within us, we need to be a witness, doesn't it? That's what it tells us we should be. Okay. The Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit edifies the church over in Acts chapter 9. It says imparts the love of God in Romans 5:5. Imparts hope in Romans 15 and in Galatians. Brings the word of Christ to remembrance over in John 14:26. Let me look at that right quick. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You ever get in a situation that seems like God just brings a verse back to you, brings something to remembrance that he said about something? I think that's what that's referring to as well. Over in Acts, it says it directs the decisions of the church. We definitely need that, don't we? Especially if we have a deacon's meeting, meet with the pastor, and certain things, you know, the church direction needs to go and reveals the things of God. So as I was looking into this, I wrote down some things that have happened in my life. I'm going to use the word I, and I'm not trying to realize where this is coming from. This is over years of situations that have come up. I just felt like the Lord wanted me to share these to show you how I felt he spoke to me. I won't share all the things I feel like he's spoken to me about that I didn't do anything with, okay? There's plenty of those. But I remember the guy that was responsible for me getting back here in 1993 and getting back to Eastman, I fully intended when he retired to tell him how much I appreciated the influence he had and helping me get back here. I fully intended to take that guy out to lunch. I felt like that was something the Lord wanted me to do, show that guy how much I appreciated him. Well, unfortunately, I procrastinated around, and a couple of years later, he was in the obituaries. Okay? So I blew that one, folks. I didn't act on what I should have done. Okay? Now, a lot of times when people think to get to the age of most of the people in this group here, there's not anything else you can do. We're just waiting to go to heaven. We're the last class at Buffalo Ridge. The only place you promote from here is out of here, right? Well, that's not true, okay? It may be this is the last class and you will promote out of here, but there are things you can do. You know how I know? You may not be able to go out here and do a lot of the stuff these younger folks do. But if the Holy Spirit lives within you, he can speak to you and tell you how you can be a help to other people. Can he not? Okay. So I was trying to figure out, based on the things that's happened in my life, what sort of the themes behind that. And I came up with about three things. Ms. Lazzie, I don't know if you ever heard this before, because I just did an analysis and tried to figure out, put these things in categories. You know how you do. One is salvation. Lord deals with you about somebody that you need to talk to, or you need to get somebody else to go talk to. So somebody got a relative, they don't seem like they can talk to him, so call up Ron Smith over here, and Ron Smith will go over there and talk to him, won't you, Ron? Okay? So what is one of the ways the Holy Spirit did it? Talking to you about, or speaking to you about, getting other people saved. That sound like a good reason? All right. Another one is helping people. People's got problems, one thing or another. They need some help doing things, or they need some help financially, or they need some kind of help, whatever that help may be. And the other one is healing. We pray for people every Sunday morning here. I've always got a list of people to pray for. We have men's prayer meeting on Saturday morning. We pray for people. A lot of that praying is for healing of people. Got a lot of people with cancer. Okay. So I'm going to give you some things that's happened in my life and where I came up with these three things from. The first one I mentioned was Brother Byram. I felt like the Holy Spirit was dealing me that, Lord, if it didn't heal Brother Byram, he's going to die. Y'all need to go pray for Brother Byram. Another one involved a man that went to a church in Arkansas. He was the brother of a family that went to our church. This guy's name was Robbie Brooks. And Robbie was a real rounder. I mean, he was a real reprobate. Okay? He talked to his sister. She requested prayer for him at church one night. Said, Robbie's in the hospital. He's got cancer. He's going to die. He's lost. Will somebody go speak to him? Well, I found out a little bit more about Robbie. Some guy caught him running around with his wife one time and shot him like 11 times or something. And one of the bullets grazed his heart and all this stuff. And the guy lived. He survived that. So a couple of weeks went by and I could not get Robbie Brooks off of my mind. I felt like the Lord wants me to go see Robbie Brooks in the hospital. So I got my buddy that went with me to Little Rock, see if he'd go over there with me. See, if you're going to do that, you need to have somebody that's spiritual that goes with you, okay? Maybe they help you out a little bit. So we went over to see Robbie Brooks, and Robbie, he was laying there in the bed, had cancer. Didn't expect him to live very long. And talked to him, witnessed to him. He said, yeah, I know I need to get saved. And he said, tell you what, when I get out of here, I want you to come to my house and tell me this, what you told me. I said, okay, we can do that. So we walked out of the hospital, and I told my buddy there, he said, he wants to come see him when he gets out of the hospital. He may not even get out of the hospital. We've done all we can do. Well, guess what? He didn't die. He got out of the hospital. Found out from talking to his sister at church, well, Robbie's home now. He got well enough to get out of the hospital. They still don't think he's going to live very long. So I called a guy up on the phone and said, remember me? I said, you still want me to come out? He said, yeah, sure do. So went out there, witnessed to Robbie, asked the Lord to save him right there in the little room, in his living room. Now, had I not obeyed the Holy Spirit, where would that guy be today? I mean, that would have been on me, folks. But his wife was there with him. She would not get saved. He got saved. He lived about 2 or 3 weeks and died. You know, he went on. Give you another example. If you turn over to Psalm 113, if I can find it. I'm sure most people in here probably got examples of how the Lord's spoken to you over the years, but it does me good just to remind myself of what God has done over the years. Psalm 113, verse 9. I'll give you a little background on this. My youngest daughter, Tracy, lives in Arkansas, lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And this is back about 22 years ago. She was expecting my grandson, who he's 22, he graduated from college last year. And she was several months along in the pregnancy, and the doctor was telling her that they thought the baby had problems. So she called, talked to the wife, and she was upset, and the wife was upset, and said they were going back to Little Rock, to the hospital down there, to see the specialist down there in a couple of weeks. So here we were in turmoil, you know, what in the world's going to happen, praying about that and all. Wife worried to death. So I was reading the Bible one night. I read this verse. He maketh a barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. When I read that verse, it was just like the Lord spoke to me and said, you don't need to worry about that. She's going to be a joyful mother of children. Told my wife, I said, not worried about it no more. It's going to happen. Anyway, long story short, I can't help it, folks. It just sort of gets hold of you. She had the baby boy. As far as I know, that he's never had a health problem in his life. And he graduated from college last year. But that's where your illumination and your revelation comes from, this book, doesn't it, Brother Leslie? So those are just a few examples. I've got some more. Normally, I usually run out of things to say before time, and time's about up, so I guess I better quit today. So, but anyway, it was a privilege to get the time to do this and share some of this with you. But the Holy Spirit, as He speaks to you, need to be obedient. And God will do good things with it. Thank you. Appreciate it.